The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
In the comfortable home at 117 Elm Street, Centerville, USA, live friends and neighbors of yours, the Aldrich family. You know Sam and Alice Aldrich and their daughter Mary, and if you've ever come in contact with a teenage boy, you certainly know Henry Aldrich. Now it is Saturday morning. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Is it Palmer, is it?
Hey, is it what, Henry?
Oh, I want to know is whether you think it is.
Whether I think what is?
Peanut butter, Father. Is it rations?
Henry, do you realize I put aside this whole day to work on my income tax, and you begin by mixing me up with a thing like peanut butter?
Oh, excuse me. Only aren't they both under the government now?
Is there any reason why you can't ask your mother?
Well, she's up on the third floor, and I thought if I yelled at her, it would only disturb you.
Henry, I have no idea as to what the government is going to do about peanut butter, but I do know what they'd do if I don't get my tax in.
Yes, sir, and I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Mother!
Henry!
Mother! Father, you realize the terrible fix you've gotten me into?
What's that, Mary?
My goodness, I'll never be able to face Joe Graham again for as long as I live.
Mary, I'm trying to do my income tax. Now, please get away.
But, Father, you told me we were going to have a snowstorm and it would last 2 or 3 days.
All right, if I told you, then we'll probably eventually have it. Now, get away.
But today's the day.
What's that?
I took your word and called everybody up and told them Joe Graham and I were giving a sleigh ride party tonight. Everything's all arranged and now look.
What?
The sun's shining. Isn't it terrible? It's just like a spring day.
Mary, for the last time, I am not interested in the weather or in peanut butter.
What's that?
Mary, you're not to bother your father.
Mother, all I'm doing is telling him how upset I am.
Well, dear, it's about your sleigh ride party. It isn't your father's fault it turned warm. My goodness, even the crocuses are coming out.
But Father said we were in for a terrible 3-day blizzard.
Mary, anybody can make a mistake like that.
But not that much of a mistake.
I'm sorry, I agree with your father, Mary. It isn't important. Now, please run along and let him get his income tax done.
Yes, Mother, I'll go. Only I've got to phone practically everybody in this town and apologize for Father.
Thank you, Alice.
Sam, do you want any of the things that are in this box thrown out?
What box are you talking about?
I just brought it down from the attic.
Alice, how do I know whether I want any of those things? Look at them all.
All right, dear. Can't you go through it if I'm willing to wait for you?
Just put the box under the table for now.
Dear, I'm trying to clean this house up, not make it look worse, and my goodness. So warm in here, I don't see how you even begin to figure your tax.
Alice, what are you doing?
I'm opening the windows. Time we head out the house.
Alice, my papers.
Put a book on them. Just a nice little breeze. Anyhow, I want you to go up to the attic with me and bring down all the blankets.
What for?
I want to hang them on the line, dear. This is too nice a day not to take advantage of it.
Now, Alice.
I'll be back and help you just as soon as I've taken care of something. Henry!
Yes, Mother, I'm out in the kitchen.
Henry, where in the world did you get that caramel layer cake?
I got some cake, Mother.
What is it?
It's a triple-decker peanut butter sandwich.
And exactly how are you going to get your mouth around anything that big?
That's for me, Mrs. Aldrich. I can handle it all right. We're going on a picnic.
A picnic?
Sure. And I told Homer, there goes half a month's ration.
But your peanut butter isn't ration.
It isn't? Oh, boy, hand me that knife, Henry.
Now, wait a minute, Homer.
Henry, all I want to do is make one for Wilbur.
For Wilbur? You want old nephew?
Sure.
Is he visiting you this weekend, Homer?
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich. His folks seem to like to leave him with us.
If you boys don't mind taking a thermos bottle, I'll make some hot soup for you.
Hot soup, Mother, on a hot March day like this?
Mrs. Aldrich, we're taking some ice cold milk.
And how are you going to keep it cold?
We'll put it in the thermos bottle and cork it up real quick.
Now, listen, Homer. Do you mean to say you're planning to let little Wilbur ruin our party?
Henry, I can't help it if I have to take care of him.
I know, but...
Listen, I'm his uncle, aren't I?
Sure, but I'm not.
Henry, if I don't take him along, my allowance gets cut off. Now, that's all there is to it.
Okay, Homer. If you want to spoil the first swell spring day we've had this winter, you can count me out.
You're not going?
No. And you can also stop spreading our peanut butter around as though we're free as dirt.
Now, wait, Henry. Give me one good sound reason why Wilbur shouldn't go. I mean, outside of the fact that you just don't like him.
We're going on our bicycles, aren't we? And how could Wilbur possibly run along beside us and keep up with us?
See, Wizzy always has, hasn't he?
You mean he can trot for 11 miles, that little kid?
Sure, that's why I'm going to give him a peanut butter sandwich. And besides, it isn't 11 miles to Kendall Point, it's only 8.
It's 11.
It's 8. And if he gets tired, he can ride our handlebars.
Hold on, I'm telling you, it's 11 miles.
Okay, where's your father? Where's your father? He'll know how far it is.
Sure he will. I know how far he'll say. Father!
Mr. Aldrich, we want you to settle something.
What's that?
Father, how far would you say it is over to Kendall Point?
How far? 13 miles.
13?
13. Not 8.
Are you sure it isn't 11?
Or 8.
13. Now, please get away from all these papers.
But, Father, don't you think it's entirely too far for a little kid that's only 12 to run 13 miles all the way out there and 13 miles all the way back just so Homer can take care of him?
Now, listen, Henry. Part of the way would be on handlebars.
Homer, will you please stop waving that knife with a big gob of peanut butter on it?
Oh, gee whiz, I didn't even know I had it in my hand.
Now, just stand back. Better yet, get out of the room.
Chloe, what are you making your sandwiches in here for?
We aren't, Mother. Father's just trying to show Homer what a big mistake he's making.
Mrs. Aldrich, wouldn't you say Kendall Point is about 8 miles from here?
At the far end of the lake? Well, that must be about 15 miles.
15 miles?
Homer, will you look at that gob of peanut butter right in the middle of my income tax?
Oh, gee whiz. Send my peanut butter.
Homer Brown.
I can scrape it up. The government will never know what it was.
Alice, is there any reason why I can't put Homer's name down as one of my dependents?
I don't know why you shouldn't, Mr. Aldrich. My father does, and my uncle does.
Your uncle does, Homer?
Sure. He sends me $25 every Christmas and puts me down every March 15th.
Homer, do you mean your Uncle Wilbur?
Oh, no. Wilbur's my nephew. He depends on me.
Homer, stop waving that peanut butter.
I know what I'll do with it. Well... Now your face.
Homer, did you put all that in your mouth at once?
Oh, are you all right?
Henry, take him out and pour some water down here.
Oh, come on, Homer, old timer. Don't try to look where you're going. I'll just lead you. Father!
Mary, I'm out here in the backyard.
Oh.
Tell him it's not unless he was fishing for business reasons.
He also wants you to explain about the surtax or something.
Tell him I'll call him just as soon as I get this wash hung up.
Now, Sam, all we're hanging up is blankets.
Blankets and bathing suits. I haven't been near my income tax for an hour and a half. The idea of hanging bathing suits out in broad daylight at this time of year.
Sam, I found them strewn all over the attic floor. And incidentally, have you any ideas to what could have become of Henry's suit?
Isn't it here?
Mother, now what do you think has happened?
What, Mary?
I was just talking with Jimmy Anderson, and you know how his father's editor of the paper, don't you?
Yes.
Well, Jimmy says he thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever heard, and he's going to have his father print a whole story about it.
About what?
By inviting everybody to a sleigh ride party on the hottest day of the year, just because Father said we were going to have a blizzard.
Mary, it isn't the hottest day of the year. Look at me. I've still got my coat on.
But, Father, I've been trying to phone the livery stable all morning to cancel my order for the sleigh, and they don't answer.
So what?
Mary, no one in his right mind is going to deliver a sleigh on a day like this. Why, they couldn't even move a sleigh without any snow.
But Father said there would be snow.
All right, Mary, but I can't go out and buy some for you.
Incidentally, Sam, do you see what I see?
Where?
Off there in the sky, right over there.
What do you mean, that little cloud off toward Kendall Point?
Yes, Sam, where the boys went. Doesn't that look as though it might rain over there?
Now, Alice, there isn't a drop of water in that cloud.
It looks like rain to me, Father.
Mary, it isn't as large as one of these blankets. Alice!
Sam, where are you?
One of the clothesline broke. He's under all those blankets.
Alice!
Sam, get up before you get them dirty.
Can you dive off that rock?
Yeah. Boy, it's cold, isn't it?
Cold? It's wonderful.
Oh, I didn't mean cold. I mean it's just a little cooler than I thought it would be.
Well, this is the first time we've been in this year. Naturally, we've got to get used to it.
At this end of the lake, it's still warmer than if we'd gone all the way up to Kendall Point, I think.
Sure it is.
Toss me that towel, Homer.
Here. When you get through with it, hang it on that bush that our clothes are under.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we didn't bring Wilbur.
Same here. Even if it did cost me the price of a movie to get rid of him.
Sure. And the beautiful part of it is, Homer, he went into that movie before 11 o'clock, and He'll be out before 3.
Sure.
You'll let him take a sandwich in with him?
Sure. The big triple-decker peanut butter. Wasn't that being fair with him?
Sure, gee whiz. But that was more than generous.
Henry, what are you shaking for?
Oh, I'm not shaking. Come on, let's get into the water again.
Henry, do you see that island out there?
Yeah.
And do you see that cabin on it? Let's swim out and explore it.
All the way?
So why not? By the time we get there, the sun will be out again.
Okay, come on.
Come on yourself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Sam Alder speaking.
Sam, this is Alice.
Hello, where are you?
I'm downtown shopping, dear. Did you take the blankets in?
Take them in? I didn't know I was supposed to. I thought you wanted them to air all day.
But, Sam, don't you realize it's raining?
Raining? When did it begin to rain?
At least a quarter of an hour ago, and Sam, you said it wasn't going to.
I did?
Yes, of course, and I took your word and wore my brand new spring coat and hat down here.
Hold the line a second. I want to look out the window.
What for?
Yes, Alice, it's raining. It's raining quite hard. But that's a sign it's going to stop as quickly as it began.
Sam, it's even turning cold. Now, please bring the blankets in right this minute, dear.
But, Alice, my income tax. And they're all wet anyhow.
Now, Sam?
Yes, Alice, I'll get them in.
Goodbye.
Father.
Goodbye.
Father.
Is that you, Mary?
Yes, my goodness. Is Mrs. Johnson phone?
Mary, you're just the person I want to see. Go out, please, and bring in the bedding.
But, Father, I just rushed home to get an umbrella because you were wrong about it not raining. And I simply have to run back over to the town.
What for?
Because I haven't been able to get word to them that I'm not having a sleigh.
But, Mary, well, that's a fine thing. Hello.
Hello. Is this Dan?
Yes.
This is Elizabeth Brown.
Who?
Elizabeth, Homer's mother.
Oh, yes. Yes, hello.
Sam, I'm sorry to bother you, but is little Wilbur over there?
Wilbur? No, he went along with the boys out to Kendall Point.
Oh, my goodness. Is it Wilbur all the way?
Yes, they're going to spend the day on a picnic.
And you let them? Sam, I don't want to criticize, but didn't you realize it was going to rain?
Elizabeth, it's probably going to stop any minute.
Just the same, but this time Wilbur's probably ringing wet.
There isn't anything to worry about, Elizabeth. I know some people that live down there on Kendall Point the year round, and I'll give them a call right away.
What good will that do?
I'll tell them to take an umbrella and go out and look for the boys and make them come into the house. Now, don't you worry.
There's no use looking out the door every 10 minutes. When it stops raining, it'll stop raining.
I wonder why they built this cabin without any window.
That's what I was thinking.
Close the door, Henry.
Oh, are you getting cold?
No. What makes you think I'm cold?
I thought for a minute you were shivering.
Oh, no. Ever since I squeezed my bathing suit out, I feel a lot more comfortable.
You know, Homer, I sort of wish we had gone to that movie with Wilbur.
Same here. Even if I have seen it once.
Did you say it was pretty good?
Boy, it's one of the most exciting movies I ever saw. It scares the daylights out of you for about 2 days.
It does? Gee, Wilbur ought to like it.
And the best part of it is, Henry, his folks don't like him to go to the movies.
No? Why not?
I don't know. They've only let him see about 2 in his life. It ought to be a special treat for him. It's in a lumber camp, see? And there were 2 men fighting by a river. And a tree starts to fall on them, and they jump in the river to get out of the way, and boy, the current carries them right down to the dam.
Yeah? To the dam?
Yeah. Boy, when I saw that tree fall, I yelled right out loud. And then, boy, when the dam broke, did I make a fool of myself.
Homer, I think it stopped raining. I don't hear anything.
Oh, boy, didn't I tell you it would clear?
Let's swim back.
Sure, it'll warm us up. Open the door.
Boy.
Henry, what did you trip on?
I didn't trip. I slipped on the ice.
On what ice?
Oh, boy. Homer, get off me.
Gee whiz, where did all this ice come from? You can't even see the ground.
Imagine a thing like that, Homer. How do you suppose the water will be?
Oh, why worry about that, Henry? How are we going to get to the water?
Oh, come on. Oh, boy, am I too cold on that ice.
Henry, let go of me. Do you want me to slip again?
Oh, how about you letting go of me?
Oh, boy.
And look, Homer, isn't it beginning to snow?
Gee whiz, imagine snow at a time like this.
Homer, do I see a crust on the lake?
No, I don't think so. But you dive in first.
Homer, who's that
over there.
Where?
Well, that fellow standing on the shore. He's watching us.
Oh, it looks like Ned Metcalf.
Oh, yeah. What is going on? Well, it has to be done. It's got to be done.
You mean you're going in? How is it?
Oh, boy, come on in.
Oh, boy.
Come on, I can't open my eyes.
I can't even breathe.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm sort of glad that Metcalf's off the wind.
Why?
Well, geez, when he's gone to school in the morning, I'm trying to tell him he's been in swimming in the snowstorm. They wouldn't have believed it.
I'll say. They would have just said we were crazy.
But look, Father, it's a regular blizzard out.
Of course it is, Mary. Didn't I tell you all the time?
But what am I going to do?
You should have believed me in the first place. Never canceled your party.
Look, there's at least 4 inches out there on the ground already.
I've never been able to account for it, but whenever there's a 3 or 4 day blizzard on the way, I just feel it in my left knee.
Well, my goodness, there isn't any reason why we couldn't have the sleigh ride party.
Of course not. You better go right to that phone and start calling people up.
Yes, I will. I wonder what Joe Graham's going to say.
Sam.
Yes, Alice, are you back?
I certainly am, and frankly, I was never so upset in my life.
Mother, just look at your hat and coat.
Yes, dear.
Now, Alice, calm down. When your things dry out, they'll be as good as new.
You told me, Sam, it wasn't going to rain.
I said it wasn't going to rain very long, and it didn't. It turned to snow.
But, Sam, have you forgotten Henry?
Henry?
Don't you realize what happened? I just saw Ned Metcalf downtown, and he said he'd seen Henry and Homer in swimming.
Where, in the YMCA?
No, dear, in a blizzard at the lake.
Now, Alice, don't be ridiculous.
That's where they went, Sam, this morning.
Alice, let's be sensible about this. Henry and Homer are all warm and comfortable.
How do you know they are?
Because I called down to Kendall Point and told the family there to go out and get them.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me?
And, Mother, I'm sure there isn't anything to worry about. You know, you can't believe half the things Ned Metcalf says.
You can't,
Mary? That's right, Alice. You know his father.
All right, Sam. If you say there's nothing to worry about, then there's nothing to worry about.
Getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry and Homer have gotten rid of Homer's young nephew, Wilbur, by sending him to a movie in order that they might go on a picnic. But what started off to be a pleasant spring day has become a midwinter blizzard. The scene opens with the two boys standing near the edge of the lake in their bathing suits.
Oh, that is the darndest thing I ever saw.
Have you found him yet?
No, Homer, of course I haven't.
Now, let's wait a second, Henry. Let's try to remember exactly which bush we left our things under.
Well, I thought it was this bush here, but everything looks so different covered in snow.
I know one thing. I'm not going all the way back to town in a snowstorm on a bicycle wearing this darn bathing suit.
Oh, dig in the snow, Homer. Our clothes must be here someplace.
Which tree did we hang the towel on?
How would I know?
Well, all we have to do is look for a white towel, Henry.
Sure, that's covered with white snow. Homer! Homer, I found something! I found something!
Where?
Come on, help me dig!
But he was where?
Something hard. It must be my shoe. Oh, boy.
Look at it, Henry.
Homer, is that my shoe?
Well, hit it against that tree and knock some of the snow off.
Okay. She was better than my shoe. That's a peanut butter sandwich.
It is? Give me a bite.
You know, Homer, I should think frozen peanut butter would be very good.
Sure. It ought to taste like peanut brittle.
Homer, look, I found my pants. Oh, Jesus, look at them. They're frozen stiff.
Wait a second. I'll help you unbend them.
Go easy, Homer. Go easy. Do you want to break them?
You certainly can't put them on until we unfold the legs, can you? Here.
Oh, boy, even if I get them straightened out, how can I get into them?
Henry, take a look at what I just stepped on.
What is it?
It's the thermos bottle. Didn't your mother put hot soup in it?
No, we put ice cold milk in it.
What did we do that for?
Look, Homer, look what I just picked up.
What is it?
Oh, are you blind? It's my sock. Stand back while I knock the snow off.
Henry, are you sure that's a sock?
Well,
oh boy.
See, was I not the heel right off it?
ridiculous. And you owe my father an apology for doubting his word. He said it was going to snow all the time.
And Mary, did Joe say he thought you ought to give the party?
Yes, Mother, of course. And I've called the stable and hired the sleigh and everything.
Well, that's just fine, dear.
Look out the window, Mother. Did you ever see the snow come down nicer?
Oh, it is pretty, isn't it?
What are those boards Father's carrying into the basement?
Those are not boards. Those are our blankets.
Oh, my goodness. He can hardly get them through the cellar door. What do you suppose that is?
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Alice?
Yes.
This is Elizabeth Brown.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Alice, I have something terrible to tell you.
What's that?
We found Wilbur.
Who?
Wilbur, we found him. What are we going to do?
What do you mean, dear?
He fought his way back to the snowstorm, and he came running into the house just frightened to death.
Really?
And, Alice, I've never seen anyone so white. He was so upset he could hardly talk.
But where are Henry and Homer?
That's the terrible part.
What's that?
All I could get out of Wilbur was an enormous tree almost fell on them.
Oh, my goodness.
And the boys jumped in the water, and then Wilbur says the current started carrying them down toward the dam.
Oh, my goodness, and then what?
Wilbur said he was so frightened he just got up and ran home.
Oh, my goodness, is Will there?
Yes.
Will Elizabeth hold the line? Sam! Sam!
What is it, Mother?
Will you call your father?
I'm right here, Alice. What's happened?
Sam, the blizzard blew a tree down.
Where, out in front?
No, out on Kendall Point where the boys are, and knocked them into the lake.
What's that? How do you know?
Wilbur ran back 13 miles through the blizzard just to tell him where he is. He's on the line right now.
Well, Alice, tell her to tell Will to get some warm clothes on and we'll start in 15 minutes.
Yes, Sam. Do you want to take along some hot soup?
No. Tell him to get an axe and a length of chain if he has it.
But, Sam, I don't think you can get the car, too.
I am not going to take the car. Mary.
Yes, Father?
As soon as your mother hangs up, call the livery stable and tell them you want that sleigh you ordered right away with a team of two horses.
Really, Father?
Hello?
Yes, Alice.
Elizabeth, Sam says to tell Will he's coming over to pick him up.
Oh, and Alice, I forgot to tell you. Wilbur said that when a tree fell, it broke the dam.
Oh, my goodness. Sam, the dam at the lake is broken. East Centerville's going to be flooded.
Well, how do you boys feel now?
Gee, we feel fine, Mr. McDowell.
You good and warm?
Oh, sure. We never felt better in our lives.
And, gee, this is good hot soup your wife fixed for us.
It's the one of you boys didn't get pneumonia out there.
Oh, gee, pushing our bicycles up the road kept us warm.
Sure. And boy, were we lucky. It was hardly 3 minutes from where we found our clothes until we got here.
So where's Mrs. McDowell?
She's out in the kitchen getting your clothes dried out. She says they're almost ready.
Look, it stopped snowing.
Yeah, it stopped a half an hour ago. It's cleared up real nice. Say, what's that I see out there?
Where about?
Up on the hillside. It's a team of horses pulling a sleigh.
Oh, gee whiz, that's a swell idea. I wish I were on it.
Me too.
I wonder where those two fellas gonna think they're going.
Boy, they're traveling fast.
Well, I guess what they're trying to do is take a shortcut over to Kendall Point. But I wish they'd keep off my wheat. Just a second while I answer this phone. Hello?
Hello, this is an emergency call. Lining up all able-bodied men.
Yeah, what's the trouble?
The dam at the lake has been blown up.
What's that? Who did it?
Nobody knows.
What happened?
What happened, Mother? What do you mean?
Wilbur is home, dear.
Oh, is he?
Yes, Homer.
You mean he told my folks?
Yes, and the poor boy was never so frightened in his life.
What? Oh, boy.
Homer's mother said he was simply hysterical. He still can't talk.
Didn't I tell you he'd be scared, Henry? Gee, I can't blame him. I was myself.
And I should think you would be.
Gee, when that tree started coming down, I thought, boy, I can't stand it.
You poor boy.
And then when I saw the water pouring over the dam, I thought, gee, I'll close my eyes and it'll be all right.
And, Henry, do you remember the whole thing with horror, too?
Why, Mother, I don't remember any of it.
My goodness, Mother, I couldn't. Will you take a look out the window?
What's happened?
The snow is all melted. There isn't a drop on the ground.
Of course not, Mary. There hasn't been any for the last hour.
Well, what am I going to do about my sleigh ride party? My goodness, the sun's just streaming down.
I think I'll open the window. I feel like some fresh air.
Sure, Henry.
Mother, I'll never be able to face anybody again.
You know, Homer, if you look out of here, it's probably seems possible that this was the day we had that blizzard.
Henry, I'm worried about Wilbur.
Now, there is one thing for you to worry about. Just look out there on the lawn. There's another crocus coming up.
Oh, gee, look what's coming down the street.
Oh, boy. Two men on horseback.
Really?
And they haven't got any saddles.
Look, Father, look, it's Father and Mr. Brown.
Who?
My goodness.
Father, where have they been?
been horseback riding?
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith.